This is Timeless Tracks. I'm Tony Warner. We're going to have fun here tonight because we're remembering the birth of Top 40 Radio in Little Rock. Now, request number, as always, is 433-0095. 433-0095. Normally, we either put the callers on the air or read their names, but tonight, because it's extremely busy here in the studio, we'll take the requests of the music. I'm going to throw that away. Just call your request. Call your requests in, and we'll do them. George, we just can't do dedication. No, Georgia's not here. Oh, if you were growing up a teenager in 1962, and it was Labor Day weekend, you might have heard something like this if you tuned into 1090.
Somewhere. It doesn't want to play for me.
No.
I'll be darned. All that thing.
Call Felix.
Felix would fix it. Felix McDonald would do it. The Baby Elephant Walk. It's what got everybody off the radio and off MOR radio and kind of laid the groundwork for what was coming. Now, in the studio with me tonight, I've got one of the Sonny Martins. I've got the Emperor, Doc Holliday. I've got Charlie King in the studio with me.
Who?
Charlie King. I've got Pat Walsh here, general manager of the station who wrote all the checks. All right. We're going to open it up right now to Doc Holliday because you're really the star, not Sonny Martin, who's standing behind me here.
Trying to hog the microphone.
He really is. Hey, thanks. Thanks, you guys, for coming in. This is fun. Remembered 40 years ago this week. This is fantastic. First of all, Doc, welcome. Thank you for coming.
It's great to be here. It really is. And you know, Tony, what's interesting, I was emailing some people about how KAAY or KAAY or the Friendly Giant actually started, and it was with playing that song. And each one of the jocks at that time would take shifts reading the phone book. And they would say, the Friendly Giant would like to welcome John Q. Smith to the land of K. And go through all of the names in the phone book. And
how long did we play that?
This took a couple of days, I remember.
But it was continuous.
Continuous over and over.
Sonny, we have a microphone on the other side if you'd like to use it.
I didn't realize it's an echo here. For big budget. I didn't know this was a big budget.
It's clear channel. Get over there on the other
Probably
side.
Won't let me get in there.
No, you'll be all right. Go ahead, Abe.
And they would take turns, and I was working at a competitor there at the time, KXLR, and we were having a little party, drinking and listening to all these voices. And we would say, George J. Jennings, gosh, listen at those voices. And we kept, the more we heard, the more we drank, because we knew these were going to be our competitors.
Did you drink for fear or for happiness?
No, absolute fear. We were scared to death when you heard those voices, because the original crew that started on KAAY were some fantastic voices. High-paid talent, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, you had the program director was Mike.
Mike McCormick or
Mike McCormick.
James Hankins.
That's a high-paid talent. That's,
Sonny, they were gone after you.
They only lasted.
That's not what Pat told me. Pat told me that we had to cut corners so we could have a red phone in the bathroom. That's what he said.
What was the purpose of that?
It was a pot line. I don't know.
The pot line. This is family programming here.
The request line.
All right, so go ahead, Doc. You guys keep quiet over there for a minute.
No, but it was fascinating because that crew only lasted, 6-8 months? They started going pretty quick. But it was fascinating how quick they changed. What I think was really also unique, beside the way they started, was the fact that there was a set group of names. They came in with a group of names, and essentially those rarely changed. My name, Doc Holliday, I was the second. The first one, as Pat mentioned, was Dub Murray. And he kind of followed the Doc Holliday cowboy thing with the hat and the boots and all that business.
So but you were the original Emperor, right?
Right.
Okay.
Well, the Emperor came many years later. There were a lot of phases of KAAY. It changed so differently over the years and went through a lot of transitions, a lot of changes.
Yet it was the same.
The names certainly stayed the same.
Well, Sonny Martin, you were the last Sonny Martin. Now, how many were there before you, though?
One.
Yeah, that's right. There was only one.
There was only one.
Wayne Moss.
Now, Pat will know more about that.
Pat's getting over to the microphone there.
Here's a funny thing about the Sonny Martin thing. The original Sonny Martin was Wayne Moss, who was brought over here from Nashville. He had worked for a competitor of our company's Nashville station. And he was brought over here, and his air name was Sonny Martin. And when I brought Wayne back to Little Rock many, many years later, he couldn't use the name that he had used in Little Rock because Sonny Martin was on the air. So he used his real name, which was the first time in the radio business that he, all the years he'd been in the business, first time he ever used his real name on the air.
And oddly enough, I'm still using the name on
the
air. I'm in Searcy at Quick 99.9.
Cut that microphone real quick.
As well as Lindsay's Rainbow Resort.
Yeah, we were going to give you a plug on that.
Well,
but let's not talk about what you do for a hobby. Pat, why did you take names and keep them for just that way and let the person circulate in and out? In other words, you know, Doc Holliday took it.
Well,
I imagine it's for economy on the jingles.
A couple of reasons. And actually, it wasn't to save money on the jingles, although some people, you know, accused me of that later on. But one of the reasons was I took the names, would have printed material made, and under Arkansas law would go down and register those names as being our property. So that when a disc jockey left, like Charlie did, if he had wanted to take the air name Charlie King with him to go where he went, he couldn't do it because we owned the name.
Interesting.
What's real fascinating, a part of the whole original idea of this was to, for rating purposes, the name Doc Holliday, whoever was sitting in that seat and using that name, they would hope to have some carryover rating effect. What was interesting was Howard Watson, who was Ken Knight, when he left the station, attempted to take the name with him to a competitor. A lawsuit over it, as I remember, a restraining order, and he had to use the name Lynn Day from that.
But I just told Pat, I said, Pat, whoever you get on there, put them on there with Sonny Martin's name. I'm going to take credit for everything they do to make sure that they're really good. And he told me he would.
And, well, and fortunately for me, Ray Brown, who became the third Doc Holliday, was a fantastic Doc Holliday.
Yeah, he had a great voice. Ray and I worked together at Channel 4 and years later.
Right.
He's passed away.
That's right. One of the most wonderful people I ever encountered
really
in the broadcast
nice,
business.
Really nice fella. He really, really was. But I do miss him because he had a warm voice, too, you know. Always had a friendly face and was the general sales manager down at Channel 4 after he left over at the Big K. Well, guys, we got to pause to pay for this, okay? We're going to come back, play some more music, get back with you guys, take some requests as well. Actually, what I was trying to say when I was so rudely interrupted by Sonny Martin over there and pushed on by Charlie King is that we will take your requests tonight. We can't guarantee when exactly they get on, and we won't use any names, but we'll get the songs on the air in the order that they came in, and can't do any dedications. We'll be back with the regular show next Sunday night and some sanity. And in the meanwhile, take a listen to this and see if you remember something like this from the days of the Big K.
K-A-A-Y in the 90s.
Yes, indeed!